Here as we enter into Lent, the first Sunday of Lent, we kind of go into the desert with Jesus to wrestle with temptation and to strengthen ourselves against it with our fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. We recognize temptation is not something we should be afraid of, not something we should be confused about or upset, like, God, you made a big mistake here. There's temptation. No, we should recognize the test that comes with temptation is where we love God. Without that, there'd be no love. It would just be robots if we couldn't make a choice. So when we're tempted, don't try and flee from it or avoid it at all costs. Recognize in that moment, wow, here's my chance to love God. Powerfully, like when we resist temptation and overcome it, that earns us merit. Like that actually is worth something. That's what actually will get us into heaven. And it's also why confession is so important. Because sometimes we don't. We choose to reject God, to cooperate with sin. But, you know, that's why our Lord went into the desert. Where Adam and Eve failed, God in the person of Jesus succeeded. So that we could be renewed. Every time we fall into serious sin, we can go to confession and be renewed, cleansed, and get back into this beautiful and mysterious fight. Fight against temptation. Where God brings good out of evil itself. He's so powerful. Rather than just wipe us all off the planet when sin entered in, he said, this is going to be the place where my people choose to love when they're tempted. The temptation is a worthy test. The place where we actually find what's most valuable in all the universe. Like our faith. St. Peter tells us in his first letter, in this you rejoice. Although for a little while now, you will have to suffer through various trials, various temptations, so that the genuineness of your faith may prove more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested in fire.